Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. I bet you get 30, 30, I bet you get 30, I bet you get 20, 20, 20, I bet you get 20, 20, I bet you get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month, sold.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot, we charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Millions of people have lost weight with personalized plans from Noom. Like Evan, who can't stand salads and still lost 50 pounds.
Salads generally for most people are the easy button, right? For me, that wasn't an option. I never really was a salad guy. That's just not who I am. But Noom worked for me.
Get your personalized plan today at Noom.com. Real Noom user compensated to provide their story. In 4 weeks, the typical Noom user can expect to lose 1 to 2 pounds per week. Individual results may vary.
All right.
Special episode.
Yeah, a little bonus content this week. Me and Sal just chopping it up before the episode about everything Infinity War.
Avengers, oh my God.
Everything Infinity War, what we think is going to come next. And a heavy recap, so heavy spoilers.
Got on my Spider-Man shirt.
So, when did you see it?
Thursday.
What time?
9 p.m.
Jesus. So how do you feel?
So first of all, I went, I was rushing because after 9 o'clock, I was rushing because I was on my way there at like 8:30. I had to go to Brooklyn, so then I had to go to 86th Street. So there's one particular movie I thought it was going to be in, like a theater, and I get there at like 9:10. So I go inside the theater and shit, and I look at the times. They had nothing. Like, I was trying to wait to see if the time showed up. The movie theater was closed. Like, I don't even know why I was in there. So I rushed in. I was like, wait a minute. And I found out it was a block away. Mm-hmm. So I ran over there. Luckily, of course, in any like summer movie, there's like a bunch of previews. Mm-hmm. So
and there were still tickets available?
There were still seats, yeah. There were still seats. But
don't give up that spot that you're lucky.
Yeah, but I had sat like, it was weird seating. Like, I sat next to these two, like, you could see there were nerds. And it was like a big empty slot. Mm-hmm. So it was weird seating. Like, no one really wanted to sit there, but it was perfect for the height. Like, I had no problem. I didn't give a fuck. Mm-hmm. So then, like, throughout the whole movie, everybody had synchronized responses. Like, to the beginning when you see them kill Loki, everybody's like,
yeah.
And then like when you think Iron Man is gonna die, yeah, everyone was like, oh my god, like,
same thing in my theater.
Like
well,
you feel it, even when like when he snapped his fingers and everything ended, everyone was like, what the fuck? Like yeah, everyone was in unison.
Mm-hmm.
So it was like, it was nice. There was no like craziness in there, but overall, I was in shock. Like after. Yeah. And I did not expect it. Like, I didn't read any reviews on it. Mm-hmm, I didn't read anything. Same. So it was just like people were saying, oh, the ending is crazy. Like, the ending, you're going to want to see the next one.
One of my coworkers said the same thing. Because he saw it that Thursday as well. That's why I just kept, the ending is crazy. I was like, all right, get out my face.
Get out my face.
You ruined this, I'm going to kill you. So.
What did you think?
I wish...
Was it better?
Blowing up your phone since. I've been blowing up your phone since
that
I
is true. Was it better than what you thought it was gonna be?
Yes.
Really?
And I had high expectations. Because it's hard to mess it up, but it eclipsed it. Seeing all those superheroes meet up and the way they balance the story, but then you see you got your favorite heroes hanging out.
Yeah.
Like the way they separated the film was cool, like Thor and the Guardians for a little, Tony, Spider-Man, and
Strange. Was the best one. That it's was like, sorry.
No, yeah. It's like a couple of different movies happening within the same movie.
Oh, yeah, that's true, actually.
And it's, like, cool to just swap back and forth. The way you, like, they develop Thanos in the midst of, like, 2 hours and 40 minutes. Because before that, he's just, like, a homicidal killer, it seems like. But then they give him, like, some death in this movie, death. Mm-hmm. And, like, I just love that. And then the ending, like you said, the last, like, 40 minutes. Because I saw it at Alamo, so I knew it was, they give you, like, the check. They tell you 40 minutes before the film. And they gave the check when, Cap, Black Widow, they arrive at Wakanda.
Uh-huh.
So those last, like, 40 minutes are, like, fucking...
So you got, like, a marker when it was going to be... when it was 40 minutes before...
No, Alamo's policy, if you order something, is they give you the check to pay with 40 minutes left in the movie. So that's how I knew it was, like, 40 minutes.
40
left.
Minutes in?
Yeah. Damn. Which I was kind of... I was like, damn. I didn't want to know.
Damn.
Because I don't look... When I go in the theater, I just go black. Go, I don't look at my... So I was like, I don't, and obviously I don't want it to end.
Yeah. Wait, so what, you talking about the part where they meet Steve for the first time?
No. When they arrive in Wakanda.
Or like, come off the plane and
War Machine, Hawkeye, okay. Cap arrive, yeah.
Okay, yeah, that makes sense. Damn, that's 40 minutes and they meet into up the movie? With,
no, left.
Oh, left into the movie. Mm-hmm. That didn't even feel like it. It feels like so much happened. Damn.
What's your favorite parts?
I don't know, man. I think, honestly, when with the one scene that killed me throughout the whole fucking movie was the snap. Like,
that was wild.
Like, that kid, like, I didn't... And it wasn't even the snap. It was, like, leading up. Like, when he came and he was like, Before he did the time thing and brought Vision back to fucking murder the shit out of him.
My heart was coming out of my chest.
That part. Right to when this dude came.
Like, when he's on, what is it, Titan, right? His homeland. Right?
Yeah, Titan.
Where he was fighting Strange.
Mm-hmm.
From the time he's fighting them, and I thought he killed Iron Man, I let out like a yelp. From there to when Scarlet's trying to save Vision and hold off Thanos at the same time, and you think she does, but then I was just like, and then Thor, and then he does the bad thing. The bad thing never happens. This is like this, and you ever seen Watchmen?
Yes.
That's like the only two times
That's true. I didn't think about Watchmen.
I was, because the villain actually succeeded, and mm-hmm. I was just like, shit.
Yeah.
So sad, but so good.
It was worth it. It was worth it to see him. Because I kind of wanted him to win.
Yeah.
But now that you just brought it up, it's funny how like they brought Thanos into the Avengers when he was fully stacked.
Mm-hmm.
Like they did not like it wasn't like, oh, let me meet him first and then let him lose and come back. And it was like you met him at his prime, mm-hmm. and Avengers technically, like, if you would say it, they were without Iron Man, Hulk. They didn't really never really have Spider-Man, but they were kind of in their prime too. Like they were fucking shit up.
Yeah,
and they could not beat him. And it was like the perfect way to end the movie, like right at that point where mm-hmm. you see Thanos, like all the built up with the through this. And when you see them, like, looking at him, like, when he's standing there just like that, and they're all coming at him, oh my god.
There's just so much points of dialogue. Even when he's fighting Iron Man, and he's like, how he's heard his name, and he respects him.
How does he know his name?
I don't know. I ain't no Iron Man name rang bells like
me
that.
Me either. Even Iron Man was like, you know me? He's like,
I thought for sure he was. I went in the theater expecting Cap and Iron Man to die. So, like, when he's fighting him, I'm like, damn, hold back them thug tears. Because when the suit's almost disintegrating, it's just like a regular human being fighting a god. I'm like, damn.
He's just trying at that point. Like, any little thing he could get.
Yeah, I went with my girlfriend. We were talking about it. Like, the way they give, like, Thanos again some depth and, like, humanity, kind of.
Mm-hmm.
If you notice, he murders a lot of people. But he also spares, like, a good amount and actually spares them. When, like, even in the end, when Doctor Strange gives him the stone for whatever reason we can get to, he actually lets Tony live when he could have just killed him. He lets Star-Lord live initially when he shoots...
Oh, yeah, Gamora.
And he's like, I like your style. He lets him live. He lets Gamora's sister live when Gamora promises him that she'll take him if she spares her life. She lets him live. Who else? I guess that's it. He let Iron Man live. He let the Scarlet live.
Oh, with the Vision shit?
Yeah.
He let Cap live too.
I thought the punch... I kind of half thought the punch killed Cap.
You think so?
I didn't know I had. He's supposed to be a god.
Yo, the way he got rocked though was pretty OG.
He got rocked.
That's what he gets. That was funny. Damn.
My man Thor came out strong in this.
Yo, Thor, man. I want to talk about Thor. Because his first movie was whack.
Yeah.
His first movie was terrible.
Mm-hmm.
Captain America's first movie was whack too.
Mm-hmm.
But like... Thor 2 was okay. Like, it wasn't great, but you got the bigger picture. And then, like, 3 was amazing.
Random, yeah.
Like, the way he developed from, like, even overcoming, like, being aggressive and ignorant to, like, now he's, like, this full-blown leader.
Yeah.
I felt so bad for him. Like, even being funny, I feel like he's the person now who's, like, one of the funniest.
Yeah.
More than Tony. Tony, like, fell off. Tony's depressed. And now...
That and like everyone has funny one-liners, it seemed. Like when he first came in, he was one of one.
Yeah.
Like the wit and stuff, but then even Star-Lord is kind of like equivalent in terms of like
wit.
Good one-liners and stuff. Mm-hmm. Like he was still good. Like him and the dynamic between him and Doctor Strange was I laughed.
Oh, that was dope.
And they had the same thing facially.
Yeah, it was funny because I was watching a blog yesterday and they was like, they're the same person. Like, Tony is great at what he does and no one can tell him, and Doctor Strange is like that too when it comes to the medical shit and the power shit. So they were like, I didn't know, because I never read Doctor Strange comics, but like they're sort of the same person. And like watching them too, like fight when he, he's like, I just saved your magical, magical ass and shit. And he's like, yo, like, chill out. Like that when they were talking there,
mm-hmm.
I was just like, yo, like, we've been waiting 10 years for this. Like,
and then Spider-Man's just in the background of them. Like
Young
Spider, yeah.
Like, there's so much hope for him. Like, this isn't gonna be a 1, 2, 3 movie. Like, this is gonna be.
And then when he loses them, that shit was.
That hurt my heart. Like, when he was. Because that reminded me that he's still a kid. Like.
Yeah.
And, like, he's your responsibility. When you knighted him and you did that shit, like, he's your responsibility and you just. And the worst part is, I forgot, Tony is stuck on Titan.
Yeah, I was thinking how... somebody said that... What's his name? The one that pretty much took the rest of the movie off? The fat bald dude. Dr. Strange, homie?
Oh.
Dr. Strange. Dr. Strange chips and shit. Yeah. He's like, yo, I'm gonna head back to the crib and see...
I gotta watch this shit. I'll be right back smoking a joint. Just
the funniest shit I've seen was... Somebody said Hulk gave up the road life. That he Muslim now.
Not he Muslim.
He all about peace. That shit had me dying.
No!
They got humbled.
Yo, yeah, they all said it too. Like how he beat his ass. And I'm like, he didn't want to come back. Like, how do you do that? Like, yo.
He humbled that man.
Like, And the beginning, like, so I read a lot of how, like, the beginning is the best, like, really opens your eyes. Mm-hmm. When did you, when, first, did you think Thor was gonna, was dead?
No. Just some of him being a god, I just didn't think that he was gonna. When I entered the theater, I really just thought for certain Iron Man and Cap. I didn't really think all the, minus the ending, I didn't see Gamora dying. I didn't, I could have saw Loki finally dying.
Yeah,
I kind of could have seen that because I didn't really see his place. Obviously, everybody could have fought, but I could have seen him dying. I didn't see
Gamora.
I didn't see Gamora, and I thought for sure Cap. I saw Thor still living.
Yeah,
I didn't know how, but then it was. I knew he was gonna live. Like even when I was watching, I was like, "Oh, he could." But then I was like, "Oh, he's gonna get off. They're gonna get because I." There's the famous trailer where he meets the Guardians. That didn't happen.
Oh, I didn't even think about that.
So I was like, yeah, he's gonna. And yeah. I'm about to say for the next movie, I'm not gonna watch the trailer, but I'm lying. So.
Nah, you know.
Like, if I didn't know that, it would have added to it, but I can't.
Nah, this is it. There's gonna be more surprises, too, I think.
Yeah.
And that goes back to the point, too, where, like, Thanos is very forgiving.
Mm-hmm.
He let him live, like, Hulk Hulk's ass.
And then he let Thor live.
Technically. I mean, he knows Thor isn't gonna not survive that shit. Like...
Yeah, he just left them there, right?
Just...
Then he tried to blow up the ship?
He did blow up the ship. That's another... I wonder, too, like, if he killed all of Asgard.
I think half. He said half when he was talking to,
Where are they?
Rocket. I assume, I forgot homegirl name. Her and Korg. Her and the Stone Man.
Oh,
God. I assume they got away.
They got away.
And they'll be back in, like, the fourth one. Because they said half. They made an emphasis. So I assume they're part of the half. And they spent so much screen time. Like, if you could give screen time to Doctor Strange only, and then Peter Parker's best friend, if you could give them screen time, you could at least elaborate on the faith of, like, Thor's contemporaries. You know?
And you kind of killed off... some of the characters, and so that gives you adding.
Oh, they killed off Idris Elba. He's like his best friend. He's like one of the main. So if they show him, who's been in all the Thor movies, they have to show like what happens. So I assume they're still alive and they'll be back.
They'll probably come back in the next one then. Like once they drop him off and shit, like, oh, hey.
Yeah.
We're back. Yeah, I can see The Rock doing that too. Oh, welcome back.
Yo, going back to Thor. When he arrived in Wakanda, I don't know how your theater responded. Woo! The heroes lost their damn mind. Me included. I was like a kid again in there.
I was like, yo, you got to get this nigga.
Such a good movie experience.
Mm-hmm.
Even like that. But yeah, when he arrived back and he started evening it out, and then him and Cap talking to each other, because they hadn't seen each other in a while.
Like the blonde hair. Yeah. He's like...
He's been growing out the beard.
That was dope. What he says... even when Captain meets Guardians and shit, and it's Groot, and he's like, I am Groot, and he's like, oh, I'm Steve.
Thanks for listening. This was an episode with me and Kev. Rel didn't get to see the movie yet, so we didn't really want to spoil anything for him, but hope you guys enjoyed the episode. You have any thoughts, comments regarding the movie, hit us up, DM us, email us at coolingoutpod@gmail.com. We really appreciate you guys, seriously. Thank you for listening. Thank you for watching us on the YouTube channel. And we'll see you next time. As always, stay cool.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free. Or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more. With Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. Quince.com/style.